2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Man, we've had a great show thus far here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We caught up with Kingsley Suamataia earlier in the program. We gave you a FanFest report, talked some Kyle Vannoy, the SEC. It's been a loaded show. Again, if you miss any part of the program, subscribe to the show on our podcast feed. It's called Cougar Sports Saturday on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, it's available. And it's also available on the KSL Sports app and on KSLSports.com. Appreciate all of you listening on the radio dial as well on 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Let's bring in our next guest to the program. One of the more unique weapons in this BYU offense, he's Mason Wake. And Mason, appreciate you joining us today. Let's just dive right in. What should we know about this BYU offense in 2022? And how is it going to be different than some of the previous years that you've been part of this program?
I think a lot of the same. We're bringing back most of our guys. Well, obviously, we're missing Tyler Algier and a few other key roles that some of the guys played that are moving on now. But, I mean, this offense is going to be explosive. We're all coming back. We're going to be more and more matured, and we're going to have that much more experience. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to be explosive with Coach A-Rod. He's just all about being explosive. And, yeah, I mean, we're going to come out swinging first play, whether it's a deep ball or we're going to run the ball. It's going to be fun. It'll be a fun thing to watch.
How are you health-wise? Because I know when you had an absence last year, the offense kind of took a little bit of a step back. Even Coach A-Rod noted as much, because you're such a unique piece to this, what they do. How are you health-wise right now?
I'm not doing spring ball. I'm trying to get ready. Try to get healthy. Got a few things going on. Just trying to get ready for the season. But I'll be out here every day with my boys trying to help them get better and just to share my knowledge I have of the offense. And just that's kind of the role I've been playing in spring and some of the workouts, is just being that mentor and being able to help the guys with some of the new guys. They don't know what's going on, or just some key points to point out. But, yeah, just bottom line, I'm just trying to get healthy and be fresh and ready to go in fall.
I'm glad you bring that up, because when I talked to Kalani coming into spring, he noted that, you know, upperclassmen like yourself, spring's more of kind of an educational opportunity, kind of dial in on the plays, make sure you know everything, but to be kind of a leader to those young guys. So you seem to be embracing that role then.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. Ever since I was a little kid, just being able to help others around me, and just like I don't think I'd ever be a coach when I'm done with football, but I love coaching while I'm playing football. And that's Coach Clark harps on it a lot, that some of the main ways to, like, just like to gain knowledge of the game and like to just to up your competitive advantage against other teams is teaching. And like that's like a thing that I've done this offseason. I've really taken that to heart, and it's been really fun.
So Coach Clark, I mean, he's your tight end coach. There's a good relationship in this tight end room, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we're probably the closest position group we have, and it's because of him. And he just loves us, tells us each and every day how much he loves us to the point where it's kind of annoying. And I've told him a few times, but, yeah, he just truly cares about us, even outside the football, outside of football. And he's always checking on us. But, yeah, I mean, we do stuff outside of, football, we just like hanging out. And I think that's good because – it's almost like we have this competitive advantage it's competitive trying to like get positions, and like not everything's guaranteed, and you all want to fight for the job of being the tight end or the wing. But I mean, it's just because we're so close and everything, it's been fun. It's easier to help each other, like gain knowledge of the offense and stuff. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just fun, and it's all because of Coach Clark.
Who are some of the young guys that you're going to try to help mentor at wing or the tight end position?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a thing where you just help everyone. Everyone's like, you got to know the Y, the F, the wing, like you got to know it all. And so Houston, he's way older than me, but he's one guy that I like teaching because we're both fullbacks. We have the same body. We have the same mentality of going and crushing someone. But I mean, he's been fun to be around, and we teach each other things, and he's like, it's just been fun. But I mean, I think collectively as a group, we all just try to help each other in every way.
How can your role expand coming up this year? You've been a guy that has carved out a nice niche in this BYU offense, but how do you hope to maybe see your individual role expand?
Yeah, so one of my goals this offseason is to shed a few pounds and drop the body fat percentage so I can run routes in the slot or wherever. Just being able to be there on the field at all times is a goal of mine, and to be able to be in good shape to stay on the field and not get tired when we run fastballs or run plays. Just being able to be there for the team, whatever spot I'm needed. But, yeah, that's something that me and A-Rod talked about, is being able to expand my role, and I think it starts with losing a little bit of weight.
Last couple things, again, talking with Mason Wake, and you grew up, I believe, a Boise State fan, but you're here at BYU, you've evolved from walk-on to now a key piece of the offense. How's the BYU experience just been for you? How have you enjoyed being here at BYU?
Yeah, so growing up, I didn't really love BYU. I mean, if I had to choose between BYU and Utah, I didn't really watch them too much. I'd probably pick Utah, because I was a huge Boise State fan. I loved it up there. I loved everything about it. But just the culture that they have here, Coach Kalani, is just, it's amazing. Like, every single kid feels like they belong, whether you're a walk-on scholarship, like upperclassman or what. Like, you just feel like you have a chance and a shot to play. And just the loving atmosphere that Coach Kalani harps on a lot is just, I mean, I love this place. Like, I mean, it's kind of hard to like explain, but like it's totally different down here, and a lot of people don't like it, but I thought it was good for me, and it was good for me and my future, and I just love it around here. Starts with Coach Kalani.
Kalani and the culture, it seems like that is always a thing that's real, because this program doesn't have many guys that go into the portal, and that's always available, yet everyone wants to be part of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a place that you want to come and play. And it's easy to go out and play hard and play with your brothers when you have a coach like Coach Kalani, who you're willing to go fight for. And it's just, he makes it so easy to go out there and play hard and play together. And his example is incredible. I mean, it's just something, it's a guy that, whether he's being a father or a coach or just being a person, like, he's someone I admire, and I just want to be like him when I'm older. I just love that guy, and ever since he came over to my house on one of the visits, I mean, that part right there, when he came over to my house when I was just a walk-on, and he was trying to recruit me, I'm like, why is the head coach here? I'm like, I'm not on scholarship, like, I didn't have any other offers, so I was like, this is a place I want to go. And it's just easy to go out and play for him.
Has it been pretty cool to see the evolution of the importance of the preferred walk-on here in this program? Because you're right, Kalani makes it a priority, where these guys that come in and be part of this 123-man roster, they get a chance to compete and add value to this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of guys in high school, they're overlooked with all the stars and, like, all these camps. Like, that's not real football, in my opinion. But, I mean, all the walk-ons that Coach Kalani, he loves the walk-ons. Like, they go on visits, he goes to their house. But, I mean, they play such a key role. Like, I mean, Tyler Algier was a walk-on, and, like, some of these other guys, like, it's just crucial, and BYU really takes advantage of it, and I think a lot of the teams that don't are missing out on, like hidden gems, I guess. But, I mean, yeah, it's just something. It's helped our team a lot. We have a lot of starters that were on, were walk-ons at one point. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's just a thing that BYU's come to knowing and, like, that they know that they can find. Like, I mean, just taking a chance. I mean, I took a chance on myself to come here as a walk-on when I turned down all their offers. But, I mean, they're just taking a chance on me, and they're believing in me. And, yeah, I mean, that's how it's happened for a lot of walk-ons.
Last thing for you. Hurdles going to be in store again this fall?
Of course, have to. Yeah, I mean, it's part of my game now, and that's all the fans want. I mean, I'm doing it for me. It kind of works for me. I mean, it's just part of my game, and I've been doing it ever since I was little because everyone just dives on my ankles, and it just adds another thing to my game, so the defenders don't know what I'm going to do. I need to start trucking a few more guys, but, I mean, every once in a while it should work, and it's fun to hear the stadium roar after it. So.
You heard it from the man himself. The hurdles will continue. Gotta love it. Air Wake. He's going to make an impact. He might be an NFL guy. He legit might be an NFL draft pick, potentially. Wake is a fascinating player. Excited to see how his role evolves this season for BYU. Let's take a timeout. On the other side, it's the Hurry Up. We'll get you up to speed on any news items that we might have missed throughout the show. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, and it's always powered by KSLSports.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.